Prophet did, he asked us with regards to our families that we left behind. فَأَخْبَرْنَاهُ So we informed him that this is the family we left behind. Perhaps they would have informed him that they left their parents or they left their children, they left their wife, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked. So sometimes it shows that it's nice also to ask him, meet a person, ask him how's the family, how's the people, how many children. So this is also sabit. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him about their families. So they informed them, they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَقَالَ ارْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِكُمْ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Ibrahim, okay, now you go back to your family. فَأَقِيمُوا فِيهِمْ And then you stay with them. وَعَلِّمُوهُمْ وَمُرُوهُمْ And then you teach them. You came here now, you learned something. So now go back to your families and teach them also. So that teaches us something. That when we come to the masjid, we'll hear Jummah Bayan, we'll hear one majlis of some pious person, we'll hear some kitab reading. So we should go back and take back what we learned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his youngsters, go back now and teach your people at home, teach your families. عَلِّمُوهُمْ Teach them. وَمُرُوهُمْ And command them to go do good. وَصَلُّوا صَلَاتَ كَذَا فِي حِينِ كَذَا Now this was, Islam was fairly new at that time. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them that perform such and such a salat at such and such a time, teaching them the salat and the times of salat also. وَصَلُّوا كَذَا حِينَ كَذَا فِي حِينِ كَذَا And perform salat in such and such a time. فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاتِ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدُكُمْ وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْبَرُكُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them that when namaz time comes, then one of you, any one of you youngsters here, one of you give out the azan, but the salah, the eldest one of you must perform. Teaching them adab and teaching them that when it comes to imamat and leadership, then it should be ideally the person with the most, from other hadith we come to know, the person with the most amount of ilm, and then thereafter the person who can read Quran the best, and then thereafter that type of person that spent most time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend time learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as the list goes on, that person that is the eldest in the community, that person that has got most amount of experience, etc., etc. So the hadith goes, the kitabs teach us who should be appointed. Not this willy-nilly any person should go, but a certain person should be appointed. So Rabbi Islam told him that from amongst you, any person can call out the azan, no issue there. But as far as the namaz is concerned, then the eldest one of you should perform the salat. Rawahu al-Bukhari. And another hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it comes, Zad al-Bukhari, fi riwayatin lahu, usallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that perform your salat like you have seen me perform salat. So here we learn another important thing, is that if we want people to learn from us, then we should practically demonstrate to them. Not one is you can tell a child, don't smoke, or don't do this and don't do that, and we doing the same thing, then the child is not going to take any effect from our words. But if we practically demonstrate to them and you tell them, behave and try and do like what I am doing, it has a much, much more impact than just speaking words. So, Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. You perform salah just like how you saw me performing salah. You spend time here and you see now I perform salah, like that you perform your salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين